This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get ready, Debbie. Coming to you. 20 seconds.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment with Larry Nichols, then the doctor, the Senate candidate in Arizona, beating in most polls. John McCain's joining us. Debbie in Minnesota, you're on the air with the consummate Clinton insider who's been exposing him for 22 years, Larry Nichols. Larry, let's talk to Debbie. Debbie?
You know. Hi there, Mr. Nichols. Hi, Alex. I just had a question. I just got some information yesterday about Claire Lopez. She was a former CIA trainer, as security analyst, weapons of mass destruction specialist in the Middle East. I was just wondering if you're familiar with her, because they said she's coming to our small town in Minnesota to kind of warn about the Islamic attacks in the coming months, the global Islamic movement.
Yeah, I'm not aware of her. Let me see if he is. Real quick, I apologize for the time.
Not at all.
Okay, what about 5 million Islamists coming in from radical areas, over a million in the U.S.? They're keeping the number artificially low, but it's much higher than they're saying. I'd say a million. Clearly, is this a sleeper cell plan? Use the crisis?
Alex, they're coming in, and if you look at what the Obama people are telling these people when they come in, they're telling them not to assimilate. Obama's people are telling these Islamic people, don't assimilate into a society here. And he's setting it up to where they will keep their society. He's setting, you know, what's going to happen when Dearborn, Michigan declares a caliphate? It's coming. Alex, that's coming. One day, we're going to wake up, and Dearborn, Michigan's going to say, hey, we're no longer a part of the United States. We are an Islamic caliphate. What do you think anybody can do about it?
It's the perfect balkanization. They're really doing it. You can see it in Europe and the U.S. You criticize it when your daughter gets raped and then the police come arrest you. It's like, hey, they're God now. They're your masters now. Debbie, mm-hmm. I appreciate your call. I had Tim Kennedy in here who's, you know, high-level anti-terrorism units and stuff, and he said, look, they're bringing them in to attack to then take our liberties. I think it's just that simple.
You know, Alex, next week, I will have confirmation on something that for the first time I'll be able to tell you with absolution and verification of what this Syrian invasion's all about, what they're really doing. I know, and I think you know.
Isn't it creating a corridor to the rest of the Middle East to invade Europe?
It's the takeover of America.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's the corridor into Europe. That's where... That's unbelievable. Santino, I'm saying it right, in California, right there with Larry Nichols. Go ahead.
Yes, my question is for Larry Nichols, and I live in California, and my friend who was working at Disneyland recently told me that he was to get blackballed from the company if he didn't train a Syrian refugee to take his job, and they threatened that if he didn't train him, they wouldn't allow him to ever work in an amusement park in California ever again. And she told me basically they're just Syrian refugees coming in California. They're getting enlisted in all these job positions without even having experience for the job. And now,
I have undercover reporters right now with a huge show, huge broadcast breaking next week, where they give them real Social Security numbers, fake names, paychecks, and are just kicking everybody out of Section 8 at levels 100 times what the news says. It's a total invasion. They fly the planes in every night to Bergstrom and other airports, and it's actually in the news. I mean, this is a total invasion, and they're all military-age men, by the way. Is this part of the military invasion, Larry?
Yes, it is. And, Alex, they've got these major corporations committed to give all of these quote-unquote refugees minimum pay of $15 an hour, when Americans that are doing the very same job that they're going to lose get minimum wage.
Economic warfare. Larry Nichols, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank God you survived that bout in the hospital. Everybody pray for him. We're going to be back with a major candidate going up against John McCain. This is a big deal. He's leading in the polls.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the leading voice globally in the fight for human empowerment against the global technocratic tyranny.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right. We are here in North America under the NAU, under FEMA Region 6, under the Democrat Socialist Party. The Republican Party says they're going to try to steal the election from Donald Trump. Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, folks, they've never gone in and ignored the popular vote at a convention. It is unprecedented. What is it that is scaring them so bad? Well, they're scared of populism taking on a Tea Party conservative libertarian bent like people like Dr. Kelly Ward, who, depending on the poll, I've got a bunch of them, just type in Kelly Ward beats John McCain in poll. There's a whole bunch of polls, Breitbart's got it, you name it, scientific polls where she has 45% and he has 36%. We're talking 9 points ahead. Other polls, 8 points, 7 points, 6 points. She is trouncing him. But we need a total landslide against this rhino, warmongering guy that funded Al-Qaeda, ISIS in Syria, this anti-gunner, this Keating Five, because I've seen them steal elections in Nevada, folks. I've seen it. I mean, well, who doubts it now? Well, they're doing to Trump. So we need a massive landslide. We need everyone to turn against John McCain and just send the establishment a message. Dr. Kelly Ward was elected in 2012 to represent the people of Arizona's 5th Legislative District as their senator and member of the Republican Party. She earned her doctorate at West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine and now practicing emergency medicine in Arizona. She has now resigned from the Arizona State Senate in order to focus on her efforts in the U.S. Senate race, KellyWard.com. And my gosh, I mean, John McCain, the ultimate Democrat in a Republican outfit. I am so excited, and I just hope she wins. But I tell you, you know, it's like people beat Hillary by 20 points in New Hampshire, and they give her all the points. I mean, I'm no doubt she's going to get elected. I don't mean to be negative here, Dr. Ward, but I tell you, it looks like you'd already be the new senator there from Arizona. But who knows? I mean, like North Korea, looks like John McCain may be the hereditary dictator of Arizona. What do you say, Doctor?
Well, hey, Alex, it is great to be here with you. And you are exactly right. He is the poster boy for the establishment, for inside the Beltway politics, for what everybody on both sides of the aisle is so upset about, so frustrated, so disappointed, so disgusted with in Washington, D.C. And things do look good here on the ground. We've got so much momentum. You know, the poll you were talking about, that was a poll of 1,400 Arizona voters who mostly described themselves as moderate and independent. And I am a true conservative. So, you know, it's kind of odd that moderates and independents would be flocking to me. But I think that my message of liberty and freedom resonates across the board, regardless of race, regardless of age, and regardless of political ideology. People are ready to retire McCain, and I'm here to help that happen.
Well, let's talk about, I mean, the polls pretty much all have you ahead, and it looks like you're growing as time goes on. What has his response been? Because I've noticed national media hasn't given this a lot of attention, because if this consummate establishment dinosaur finally falls, that'll send shockwaves throughout the system. I mean, I would think your race, it's gotten some attention, but I think it should get even more attention.
Oh, yeah. I think obviously it's a race of national significance, because if we are able to truly take down a D.C. dinosaur or a D.C. rhinosaur like John McCain, it is going to send a message to Washington, D.C. and those inside the Beltway to say, hey, we the people are awake. We the people are not going to be silent anymore. We are reminding you that you work for us, not the other way around. And so, I think that the national media, especially the inside D.C. media, you know, they would love to ignore that I'm even in the race. John McCain would love to ignore that I'm in the race as well. They want to make it a matchup between John McCain and Ann Kirkpatrick, the Democrat in the race, who is one of our congresswomen here from Arizona, who votes with Barack Obama nearly 100% of the time. She is extremely liberal. She is extremely progressive. And she has not done anything during her time in Washington. She's 65 years old. People are looking for a change. They're looking for the next generation to come into Washington, not the same generation to stay there and laud themselves over us. And so, I think that truly the true matchup is Kelly Ward versus Ann Kirkpatrick. And in that same poll, I beat her by 6 or 7 points. So the momentum is definitely with us. I hope that the media is going to start paying more attention to the race. And to me, you know, to me in particular, because I am the only
person. Well, sure, they know that it'd catch on even bigger. So they've got to try to ignore a huge, probably the most important Senate race in the country. And I follow the news every day, and it's really hard to see it unless you're looking at Drudge or Breitbart or InfoWars. I mean, it's just crazy. But look, they're trying to appoint Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney now to the Republican primary. They're at the RNC. Who knows? Maybe they'll just appoint McCain and retire him into the nomination. Maybe he should run against Hillary.
And, you know, I'm sure he would love to be the president. However, he failed in both of his attempts to become the president. And I don't think he fought nearly hard enough the last time.
Sure, he was obviously a ringer. I was being sarcastic. But I'm saying if we're going to appoint Paul Ryan as the nominee, why not just appoint John McCain again?
Well, exactly. It's basically the same thing. And if the party tries to pull those kind of shenanigans at the convention, really there will be an uprising. And I think that the GOP, as we know it now, will go the way of the Whig.
the people are speaking. The people are speaking loudly that they want someone different, that they want an outsider, that they want a non-politician. Now, of course, the establishment is clawing their fingernails into the wall, trying to maintain the empire that they have created for themselves and the others that they have deemed worthy to be part of that empire. And so I used to say they would do almost anything to maintain it, but I think they would do anything, anything. We saw it down in Mississippi with Thad Cochran and what happened with the Chris McDaniel race. I'm fighting fiercely here to make sure that there aren't any kind of, there's no kind of funny business like what happened down in Mississippi here in Arizona.
Well, there's been funny business before, but people are pretty aware of it. But I've never, seen leads this big against whoever McCain's against. He seems pretty entitled. What is he doing to try to counter you? What are you doing to counter him? And what can my listeners across the country do to try to really get behind you right now to push you over the top?
Well, I love for people to come to my website, which is kellyward.com, K-E-L-L-I, ward.com, Kelly with an I, because I care about the people. Also, join me on social media. Twitter and Facebook are on fire with people who are really looking for change in Washington, D.C. And we all know we can't change Washington unless we change the people we send there. And so come on to Facebook, Kelly Ward for Arizona. Come on to Twitter, Kelly Ward AZ. You got to remember that Kelly with an I, because I care about the people. So you can find the right Kelly Ward, because there is a Kelly with a Y who works for the DNC. And we definitely don't want to be on her team. But that would be a great way to get involved, because my biggest challenge is not, showing that I'm a competent, qualified, capable person who's going to hit the ground running in Washington, D.C. It's increasing my name recognition to the point where I'm able to go up against a guy who has nearly 100% name recognition. Luckily for me, he's got about a 26% job satisfaction, so people are looking for an alternative. And so I've got to show them that I'm out there and I am the alternative.
Well, America needs a doctor. I mean, this country's sick.
Oh, yes, we do. We do. I've got the cure. I've got the cure to the John McCain-itis, that's for sure, the rhinovirus. We need to cure that rhinovirus, and Dr. Ward has the cure. Now, Senator McCain is actually doing a lot more things than he has for years and years and years. He's showing up in places in Arizona that he hasn't been for decades. And the people that are there are kind of, they're funny because they say, wow, he's actually coming. He thinks that we're going to buy his story. We'll see. He's going to be in Arizona this week, coming to several events, holding some coffees with Jeff Flake, that other strong Republican that we have here in our state. And I'm interested to see if they're actually going to answer questions from the people who are very frustrated with the representation that we've been getting here in Arizona.
I know in the past he hardly campaigned. He just expected it to be given to him as a crown. He's now had to fight you because of the incredible anti-establishment fervor that's going on. But plus, you've been running a good campaign. I just want you to watch your back, because that guy is just such a gangster.
Yes. I've had people who tell me, to get an auto starter on my car, that I should never be starting my own car. I really hope that things haven't gotten that far out of control that I should be fearful for my life. But we are very cautious, and I always have, people around me who are providing security, which is great. It makes me feel very confident and comfortable whenever I go out to speak to the people, because I'm more than willing to speak to all of the people, answer their questions, spend hours answering questions, not just having planted questions in the
audience. Sure, you've been very successful countering him. For our nationwide audience, soon-to-be senator from Arizona, Dr. Kelly Ward, how have you been countering McCain? How are you hitting him in 60 seconds?
Right. Well, he's never faced a well-educated, well-spoken, down-to-earth, constitution-loving woman, and so it's very difficult for him to overcome. So we're pointing out his record. I point out his record day after day after day. He is a big government Republican voting for tax hikes, bailouts, massive new spending, amnesty, liberal judges, calling the people who want to stop Obamacare Wackerberg, all of those things. The thing that's going to be most important from people in your audience is to get on my website and to donate to this campaign, whether it's $5, $15, $20, $2,700, the maximum, because that money is going to enable me to fight Senator McCain, who has a lot of money himself. So I've got to have money to be able to win. So that's KellyWard.com. Click the contribute button.
Oh, I will personally pop. I'm not even really a drinker, but I'll pop a bottle of champagne if McCain goes down. He's one of the nastiest people, even compared to Democrats. out there. We're going to come back. We got you to 29 after. I want to give you the floor, doctor, to talk about Obamacare, because my dad's a retired doctor. I know as an emergency room doctor, one of the toughest jobs, you've experienced what it's been like. I'd like to hear directly from you why you've been criticizing Obamacare and why you're so upset, because I've seen your speeches against McCain, who acts like you're crazy to not want double and triple health care prices and to have a big scam written by offshore insurance companies. I mean, how dare Dr. Ward not want to have this horrible screw job for the American people?
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Welcome back. Final segment here with our guest, hopefully Dr. Ward will end up being the senator. I mean, she's only 9, 10, 12 points, 8 points, 9 points in the lower polls against McCain. But in this day and age, I mean, fraud's so out in the open, they make him out and say, he is awarded it for life. And in his children. You know, his daughter has it, like North Korea, then maybe her daughter or her son. It's crazy, but KellyWard.com certainly shows the fact that she is surging. KellyWard.com is the site. But think of the movie Idiocracy. I was noticing one of these big national scientific polls, and then one of voters showed 45% for Kelly Ward. It's now closer to 50, 36% for McCain, and unsure, 20%. That's from the movie Idiocracy. How could 20% be unsure or not sure? Here's a clip of some of those voters from the movie Idiocracy.
Please speak your name as it appears on your current federal identity card. Document number G24LA.
I'm not sure.
You have entered the name Not Sure. Is this correct? Not sure.
No, it's not correct.
Thank you. Not is correct. Is sure correct?
No, it's not. My name is
already
Joe.
Already confirmed. Your first name is Not. Please confirm your last name. Sure.
My last name is Not Sure.
Thank you.
No, what I mean is
sure.
my name is Joe
Bat. Is complete. Please wait while I tattoo your new identity on your arm.
That's basically where we're going. So, Dr. Ward, let's talk about Obamacare in the 4 or 5 minutes left we have and how we reach out to the 20% that's not sure.
Oh, my goodness. That was so funny, but so sad that it almost is true. You know, Obamacare really is an abomination. You have to know. I'm a practicing physician, which I think we need more practicing people of all different kinds of people that have jobs to go to Washington. And every time I work in the emergency department, I used to say I see the good, the bad, and the ugly of Obamacare. But really, there is no good. I see a lot of bad and a lot of ugly. I see a lot of people who have no skin in the game who show up. Just the last time I worked, I saw a girl who was 27 or 28 years old who has been to the ER 30 times. Now, not 30 times in her life, 30 times since June. And there's no accountability whatsoever. So we've got to fully repeal Obamacare. I've got a plan out. It's called the Patient Power Plan. It's my first policy proposal because we need new, fresh, bold ideas in Washington, D.C., and we aren't getting those out of people who are there, especially not out of Senator McCain. The last idea I think he had was McCain-Feingold. It was over a decade ago, and it was a terrible idea. So my Patient Power Plan, it is the full repeal of Obamacare, including all of the taxes and regulations that go along with it. That's going to save us billions, if not trillions of dollars. And more importantly, it puts the power of healthcare back where it belongs. It takes it away from insurance company executives and politicians and bureaucrats and puts it smack dab in the hands of patients. Because we all, as patients, deserve the healthcare that we want and the healthcare that we need, rather than having to settle for what little tiny bit the government is willing to give us. And so if we can get that enacted, get the free market back into healthcare, you know, get some responsibility back into healthcare and clear out the murkiness that the hospitals and the insurance company have inserted into our healthcare process, we are going to have a lot more healthy people in this country and our economy is going to soar.
Well, I remember hearing about Obamacare 8 years ago. It was going to be free when he was running for office. And then I read the bill 5 years ago, and it got worse and worse, and death panels and doubling and tripling prices and can't keep your doctors. And then I go to a clinic or something, and I see these people coming in saying, well, last time, once it was being implemented a few years ago, my bill was half this big. Now it's double. And they say, we're sorry, ma'am. We're sorry, sir. It's Obamacare. And then my dad himself was in healthcare management, not just a doctor. And he got out of it not because the profits not being good, but because it was so corrupt. He said, if you're part of the establishment and join with it, you rip people off, but it's designed to shut down smaller hospital groups, smaller clinic groups. It's just a giant screw job. And since then, I've talked to big hospital group owners, and they say, man, we've never been making more money. This is the greatest scam on earth, but we can't see it going on forever. We can't believe they made this legal. I mean, I don't think the public understands how criminal this was. A dream of big mega hospitals and foreign bank-owned insurance companies to screw job the American people. Even the Wall Street Journal had to admit in the first year of its implementation, globally insurance companies had a 47%+ increase in profit just on fleecing us. This is the definition of industrial level looting.
Right. And you can see that it's at its end of its rope because you've got big companies like United Healthcare and Aetna who are saying that they're thinking about getting out. Because even with all of those subsidies, even with all of that money flowing into their pockets and into their coffers, they are losing money. Last year, UnitedHealthcare lost $720 million, and they're coming out and saying, we don't know if this Obamacare is sustainable.
That's right. They want a 3-4-year screw job, then act like they're against it, get out of it, and then the system's already wrecked. Then they got a single payer. It's amazing. Well, you know what you're talking about. KellyWard.com. Kelly Ward, you're amazing. I'm going to pray you get into the Senate, and I want everybody to donate immediately. God bless you. And, hey, come on once you're a senator. We love you.
Hey, I will.
You're awesome. Thank you so much. The revolution continues.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Your phone's
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio.
I'm going to give the number out.
Stay with us.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Well, you can tell I didn't write that liner. It's a good one, but I'm not quite that smart. For every question they don't want you to ask, I tend to understand why they don't want that question to be asked, and I have a wide spectrum of reasons historically that it may be. Put it to you that way. Let's crank this up a minute.
The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come.
They want us under their thumb where we use the language they want. We don't say mother and father. We get bossed around by third world jihadis that keep women like farm animals. They get in our face and tell us how bad the West is all day and how racist we are and all this crap. If you haven't studied other countries, I'm not saying we're perfect. Lord, no. But it's the West, historically, that usually said, hey, maybe we shouldn't act like this. Maybe we should value human life. Maybe we should uphold women. So I'm just tired of it. All right, I got a bunch of economic news that I haven't gotten to that's huge. A video we haven't played yet coming up. Dissidents disrupt ESPN Cuba broadcaster, drug away and disappeared. But that's okay. That's what the controlled left would like. They can just get off on the power of that. They can't wait to have no iPhones or cars and just live in caved-in cities and have guys with machine guns walking around bossing them about. They love it. They get off on it. It's fun. The latest on the terror attacks as well. And I want to take a few of your phone calls, wide open phones, whatever you want to get into. I had a Leanne McAdoo coming in the fourth hour to host the fourth hour with a lot of breaking news, special reports, and more. But before I do that, I want to play a special report, The Truth About the Brussels Attack, and I'm also going to air one, Brussels Massacre, New World Order Puppets Fail by John Baum. In fact, I'm going to air that one first. But before I get any further, did I just see Paul Watson on that TV screen? Or am I going crazy? It's like a Oh, that's fine. So is Paul coming up the next hour? Oh, cool. I thought I was going crazy. I look over and Paul's on the Skype TV, and I was like, hey, Paul, are you supposed to be on? Anyways, I like Paul, I like my whole crew. It's always smile and get happy when I see the reporters. They may not be happy to see me sometimes, but getting serious here. We have an amazing nutraceutical combo package, 20% off right now, on oxy powder, this higher-level oxygen. Take 5 to 6 pills a night, 4 to 6 pills. It opens up the upper and lower intestines just cleanly, safely, blast everything out. You do it for 6 days. You take the liver shield and the deep cleanse, 2 or 3 squirts 4 times a day in water, purified water. With about 2-3 ounces of apple cider vinegar. We don't sell that, but they have good brands of it at major stores. The organic type, you want the live type that has the probiotic, and you drink 4 or 5 glasses of that a day. And then on the 6th day, you lay down on your right side, drink 6 ounces of virgin olive oil, and take 2 to 3 caplets of medical-grade Epsom salts that you can buy for a few dollars for a whole container of it, a whole carton of it, at, say, CVS or Walgreens or Walmart or wherever. I'm just saying where it's at. They're not sponsors. We only sell part of the stuff you need for the cleanse, but it's very easy. And then the next day, the gallbladder, the liver, everything. It's amazing what's happened for me and almost everybody I know that's done it. It takes 6 days to do it. The 6th night, you go to sleep. You wake up the 7th day, and you lose a lot of weight, get really healthy, detox. It's amazing. Or just take Liver Shield by itself for a week, you know, 4 or 5 squirts in the apple cider vinegar with the water. That does a lot in and of itself. And just to let you know what it's doing, don't drink when you're on it. I remember hearing this 3 years ago when I first did it, and I said, oh, let me just drink a couple beers and see what it does. A couple beers does nothing to me. A couple beers, boom. Seriously, don't drive a car. That's because it just opens your liver up. Be real nice to your liver when you're on this because it opens it up, the herbs and things that are in it. It's amazing. Find out more at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off on the full deep cleanse combo pack. Right now, on the Ultimate Liver Cleanse Pack is what it's called. 15% off when you get the Liver Shield and Deep Cleanse by themselves without the Oxy Powder. And then other amazing products like Super Female Vitality, Anthroplex is back in stock, and so much more. Also, Chris Matthews, new article on InfoWars.com by Paul Watson. Stop Talking by MSNBC during anti-Wall Street rant. MSNBC host Matthews was told to stop talking by someone in his earpiece in the middle of an anti-Wall Street rant during a show last night, agreeing with Bernie Sanders. See, they happened to pipe it through wrong, though. There's nobody telling me what to do here. They pop my ear and say, hey, the computer crashed maybe once a month. We can't go to break. Or, your cousin just showed up. Or, oh, Matt Drudge is walking into the control room. Or, you know, stuff like that. They don't tell me what to say or what to do. They correct me maybe every day or something when I say the wrong name or the wrong number or flip something in my head. But everywhere else, folks, you're told what to say and what to do. And that dovetails with the video coming up. Video, Dissidents Disrupt ESPN Cuba Broadcast. So we're going to play that, take some calls, and more. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But first, Brussels Massacre, New World Order puppets fail. Here's the John Bound report.
Immediately following the Brussels, Belgium airport and subway bombings, killing at least 30 and wounding 230, world leaders raised their voices to once again demonstrate their true lack of understanding of the perspective of the people. Instead, bleeding out like sheep, the same old message of vigilance and security theater we have all grown to loathe.
Perpétré. Faisant de nombreux morts et plusieurs dizaines de blessés.
Les gendarmes supplémentaires,
400 extra police officers,
appuyés sur les plateformes,
have been deployed
de Roissy,
in the airports in the Île-de-France area, that's Roissy and Orly,
dans les espaces publics et dans les zones réservées.
And in public areas.
C'est bien entendu aussi le cas.
All levels of government in Germany
in unserem Land
are working towards the goal to provide maximum security
for
the people of Germany.
The Charlie Hebdo, Paris, and San Bernardino massacres should be a clear indication that the claims of ISIS that this is only the start of the storm aren't to be taken lightly. And these attacks were undertaken by a wave of ISIS that was allowed to grow in the belly of Europe like a cancer, a caliphate disguised as the huddled masses. But it was Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump whose comments flew through the fog of New World Order drivel to alert those with ears to listen.
With the chopping off of the heads and what's going on, the brutality, you've got to hit ISIS so hard and you've got to take them out and not play tiddlywinks like we're playing right now.
There's something going on, Maria. Go to Brussels. Go to Paris. Go to different places. There's something going on, and it's not good where they want Sharia law, where they want this, where they want things that, you know, there has to be some assimilation. There is no assimilation.
What do you think of the New York Times? They took you to task about your assessment of Brussels. Were you right?
Of course. I mean, you take a look at it. Brussels is a disaster.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz played his hand early, immediately demonizing Trump's rhetoric, while the body count in Belgium continued to rise.
It is striking that the day after Donald Trump called for America weakening NATO, withdrawing from NATO, we see Brussels, where NATO is headquartered, the subject of a radical Islamic terrorist attack.
President Obama, not to be ignored, asked to be indulged on the matter, and then proceeded to spew out more divisive and failed leadership rhetoric.
Please indulge me. I want to comment on the terrorist attacks that have taken place in Brussels. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite. We must be together, regardless of nationality or race or faith, in fighting against the scourge of terrorism.
Clearly, the elite speak a completely different language than the average citizen, and their New World Order motives are blatantly obvious at this point. Are we all truly prepared to endure exponential suicide bombings on the scale and scope witnessed for decades in the Middle East, now shifting to Europe and the United States? Or will we finally hold the globalist puppets that have kidnapped the globe's governments accountable for the unyielding horror they are ultimately responsible for? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Very important report up on InfoWars.com. Brussels massacre, New World Order puppets fail. That video's up there right now for you to spread to the four winds. And our affiliates are welcome to air any of our reports anytime they want in their other shows, whether you're AM, FM, UHF, VHF, cable. Everything we put out is free to air. We just want to stop what's happening because they want global government to cut off the resources, to cut off competition, to end lower tax havens, as they call it, so there's nowhere to run. It's so diabolical. I want to go to Bill, Sherry, Jerry, Andrew, Terry, and others before Liam McAdoo takes over later in the next hour. But talking about censorship, talking about visiting Cuba, in a few minutes we'll play excerpts. It's a long video, but dissidents disrupt ESPN Cuba broadcast. They just walk around behind the screen some, and they get drug off and arrested. And the issue is they lock you up in forced labor camps there, and our media isn't even saying anything. But first off, here's an article on InfoWars.com that just went up. It's so newsworthy. will probably get no attention. Chris Matthews told to stop talking by MSNBC during anti-Wall Street rant. And he actually might lose his job. He actually, I guess he thinks he's a good little globalist. He shouldn't be told what to do. He starts saying, what, I can't talk? Quote, those in power? So this is what short little leashes they're on. Network boss previously told Sink Nurek, that's how we say his name, to stop channeling those in power. MSNBC host Chris Matthews was told to stop talking by someone in his earpiece in the middle of an anti-Wall Street rant during a show last night, agreeing with Bernie Sanders' policy on the free college tuition. See, they don't want him to be too strong. They want that as the promise, like the worm on the hook for the bass. There's not really, you know, anything but a hook waiting for you. Just like Cuba or China or anything. All that's waiting for you is multinational corporations who are above the law coming in and you're slave labor for them. Selective companies coming in, not competition, not companies battling over getting you to work for them and paying you more, but screwing you over. And so he wants to look like the good little populist commie and say he's all for it. Oh, no, you don't do that. You don't promise free stuff. And see, they want to blame Wall Street in general. Most of Wall Street is just companies and businesses, and, you know, there's a company of 1,000 people that's publicly traded. It's on Wall Street. No, it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and a few other mega banks that are consolidating and rigging the stock market, the interest rates, the currencies, the flash trading. It's all admitted to be rigged. Remember 10 years ago I was crazy? I told you it was all rigged, the gold market, everything. Now they admit it. Remember I told you I was a crazy man? I told you that... Well, just basically all this was happening, but now it's out in the open. Chris Matthews told us, stop talking. Here's the amazing video. See the whole thing at InfoWars.com right now.
That's about competing in. So wealthy people on Wall Street, as he talks about, make a lot of money. The traders, the speculators, they owe something back to society. And so I think that, am I supposed to stop talking?
No.
Okay. Somebody just told me to.
No, please don't.
Okay. And I think that, so you have one man who's very effective at talking about the individual and competing ends of competing claims of society. We know what they are.
And that's what they do. I've been there on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, where they're going, well, they're talking to you, and then they'll just shut the segment off, end it, and kick me off. So I'm like, don't blame guns. You just had a couple different serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac ads, and they're linked to all the shooters. They make you go psychotic. It's on the insert. Whoa, we're over, we're done. And people walked out red-faced like they were going to physically attack me at CNN. I just laughed at them. You little nobodies. Like, I'm scared of you, you punk. I mean, these people are nothing but sellout trash cowards from bad families. These people come from families of servile, cowardly filth, and they want to make us all poor, those of us that have morals and that are honorable, so that we can beg to them for food. Are we ready with the Cuba clip? I know it's long. We're trying to find the spots in it so we can condense it. Let's go to video. Dissidents disrupt ESPN Cuba broadcast. I'll narrate this for TV viewers, but there's some young people jumping around behind, and then all of a sudden they come and drag them off. Here it is.
And Bob, as we heard the president say, I mean, this was about much more than a baseball game. What do you believe this day accomplished?
Well, Lindsay, this was about more than just. We have a moment here with a political demonstration on our set. So let me throw it back now to the studio.
Then they drag him off in a little while. Everybody's smiling at this. Very funny to ESPN.
Bob Lee, obviously, is the most important.
Let me ask you guys, I don't speak Spanish, and there's later footage where they drag him off. What are they saying in Spanish? What's he saying?
Stand by, our Spanish-speaking crew member had to go help Leanne set up.
All right, well, let's pull it back, watch it, and figure that out. Thank you. Let's go to a phone call right now. It's just that's more of what's coming here. And when they're done, there'll be no diversity of jobs, of information, of food, of clothing. You're going to get all of you what you want. And I'm not talking to our listeners. I'm talking to the establishment minions. Even though you're too stupid to know, once you're in tyranny, how you got there. Let's talk to Ivan in Florida. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my question is,
Obama went to Cuba to try to get, the Cuban army to go against us here in the States. What did he do? And then we could catch Obama on all his lies.
Yeah, your audio is a little distorted. I'm not quite making out what you're saying.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I can't understand a word you're saying. But that's the thing in America. The phones even work worse. Someday there won't even be audio on them. I got to let you go. I just don't understand what you're saying. I'm not frustrated with you. I'm frustrated with everything. With the fact that our president goes and grovels in Cuba, that is a third world dictatorship, far worse than Venezuela. And Cuba has to make no reforms to be opened up, but it's not opened up. It's to select corporations and to select people to then go exploit the population of Cuba. It's sick. And then Raul Castro sits there and lectures us about what we need to do in America, and Obama says, this is a quote, thank you, please give us more advice. It's just all about, let me bow to the Saudi king, let me bow to this elite, let me bow to the radical Muslims, let me bow to the communists, just give us all your immigrants you want, we'll give them all free welfare, thank you, we're sorry, we'll do better. All about rubbing our faces in it, breaking our will, conditioning us to just put up with anything you can imagine. We're going to test the phone system and see if it's on our end here during the break. Probably isn't, but we're going to find out. Sherry, you're up next. Then Bill, Terry, Andrew, and others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the tip of the spear of resistance to tyranny. This is the InfoWar. I mean, remind your children, folks, about history. Communism is not a utopia. It's a dystopic hellhole.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5500. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
stand up! Escape from the prison planet! Get up!
Only escape from it by stopping the globalists and constructing it.
Get up!
50,000 unstoppable watts!
Escape from the prison planet!
All right. I want to go back to your phone calls in this segment, the next little short one, then I'm handing the baton to the intelligent, the lovely, the patriotic, the freedom-loving Leanne McAdoo. Infowars.com/show if some of our fine affiliates do not carry the fourth hour. Be sure and support those local sponsors as well. Don't forget, we have a huge discount on the Total Detox Liver Cleanse, Deep Cleanse, which is one of our best sellers. And the Oxy Powder all together, 20% off, InfoWarsLife.com right now. And your purchase makes the whole transmission possible. So thank you for your support. But continuing here, they did find the part of the clip. It's like a long clip where they then drag off the couple of youth that dared to get up on TV and speak out against their Lord and Savior, Fidel Castro. Here it is.
Are plainclothes policemen, those all thrown up in the air here. And astonishingly, as soon as it hit the ground, they made several arrests. They were taken off here, dragged off. One dissident was taken off, police restraining him by the neck, putting him in a car. So they've been taken away. And then the police descended on our...
And ESPN is very pleased that folks are roughed up, taken away, sure for torture and years in prison. They'll teach him a good lesson. That's what they do, and that's freedom.
That's liberal. Ah, liberal.
Remember the university professor? You don't have free speech in this park. Get me some muscle. Get me some muscle. You're going to live in a collapsed house and work 18 hours a day and eat squid five times a day. With a Chavano on every corner telling you how to speak and what to eat and where to live. Are you a communist? Let's go ahead and talk to Sherry in Colorado. Thanks for calling, Sherry. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've never got you before. It's an honor. I want to say thank you, and I've been away.
It's an honor that you put up with me, ma'am. Go ahead.
I have two quick questions. If the military is awake and a lot of the, you know, important brass is awake, I understand, you know, the FBI said they'd bring charges, but she can, you know, blackmail everybody. Why aren't they doing something, especially if he can call martial law and our election will be stopped?
Because they've got criminals in all the big political positions. They purged thousands of brass. They've actually put operatives in with no combat experience, but who were communists and went to Harvard. They're actually putting known communists into the Pentagon now. I mean, we are completely overrun. And now they're going to come after the states. They're going to indict most of the Patriot governors and their attorney generals. It's already started. I mean, this is the takeover. This is the end of America right now.
I see that going on. And then also on Stephen Bannoun, he was talking about the Pope in 83 or 87 signed a contract where he has the ultimate authority over all the world. Is that something that he did that we're not aware of? And that's why they're doing all the one order and he's the spokesman?
Well, I know there's a lot of international treaties and a lot of secretive deals. We've gone under global government, TPP, out of the Vatican's heavily involved. God bless you. We're going to go to more calls now for jamming everybody. But we did have some of our folks that speak Spanish decipher what the young Cuban gentleman, the young black Cuban gentleman was saying. He was saying, liberty, down with Castro. How dare him not want to live in a collapsing hellhole with two weirdo brothers running everything, talking about their, you know, kids running things now. And so everyone celebrated on ESPN. Oh, it's so fun to drag people away. And they were saying, Libertad, liberty, down with Castro. Let's hear this guy right now.
On our set. So let me throw it back now to the studio.
And the police grab him, rough him up. There's more footage coming up and ram him in a car. And he'll be seen in about 10 years if he's lucky. And ESPN loves it.
Well, the same.
Take him away. It's so cool. Get rid of all due process. And the banks can take all your pension funds next. They're coming for you, like George Carlin said. And you want it. I'm not talking to our audience, but the trendies. You want to have your jaw and teeth knocked out by the government. I know it.